Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. Now, you are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and whenever you are connecting with us, you've timed it perfectly. My guest today is intuitive and Akashic Records expert Rhonda Homan. She'll be talking with us about your soul's journey, where you've been, where you are, and where you're going. How can knowing this about yourself help today, right where we are? And how can we best use this information to support and to guide us? That's what we'll be talking about today on Out of the Fog. And Rhonda will also be taking your calls at 800-930-2819. That is 800-930-2819. Rhonda uses her intuitive abilities. She uses her connection to help you get to the root of your question, to help you learn more about who you really are. And if you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, feel free to type your question for Rhonda into the instant feedback box on the right-hand side of the page. I will keep an eye out for your input during today's show, and if you've got a question, I will pass it on to Rhonda. Now, I'm going to bring Rhonda on the air in just a minute, but first, please do check out fogcitypsychic.com to get the latest on upcoming classes, radio show happenings, events, and more. And if you're interested in booking a private session with me, don't hesitate to get in touch. The heart of my work, the thing that I do that brings me so much joy, is working one-on-one with people who are looking for more clarity, who are learning about their spiritual gifts, who are awakening up and wondering what comes next. So if I can help you, don't be shy. Check out fogcitypsychic.com and see if you think we're a good fit for each other to work together. And while you're poking around the website, check out the classes page. I've made some changes there. The March Psychic Development Intensive is sold out, and I have posted the dates and the info for the April intensive. Now, that is an online class, 4 sessions. And in that class, I keep it to a very small group, and students get to work really closely with me to explore and experiment with their intuition. You can read more about it at fogcitypsychic.com/intensive. I don't know what other kind of intuitive development classes you've taken. My approach is different, and I like to get people up and speaking intuitively as quickly as I can, just so you see for yourself that that's a connection that everybody has. Everybody can do this, and I would like to show you how you can do it too. Now, you can also check out on the website the Out of the Fog radio link. You can listen to past episodes, learn about upcoming guests, and a lot more. And I'm on YouTube now, so that's youtube.com/fogcitypsychic. There are guided meditations and pretty things to look at. Oh, the Out of the Fog store is up at cafepress.com/out of the fog. I think that's enough for now, don't you? Don't be shy about emailing me, Karen@fogcitypsychic.com. I love getting your feedback about the show. If you have guest suggestions, if you've got questions, anything, let me know. And now, a natural and gifted spiritual teacher, Rhonda Homan, is leading the way to help others know and express themselves more richly and fully. Connecting with our soul stories and the treasury of wisdom that lives and breathes within all of us, Rhonda shares a pathway to create consciously and manifest wealthy, whole spirit-led lives. Trained in the healing arts, Rhonda has also delved deeply into the mysteries of alchemy and theology. You can find out much more about Rhonda and her work at thesoulknows.net. Rhonda Homan, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thanks, Karen. I am happy to be here with you. It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing, isn't it? I love our connection, and I love the way that you have of kind of getting to the big issues that are underneath. A lot of times we just float along on the surface. You've got a way of kind of diving right in and hitting the essence of the topic, and so I love to talk to you. I'm glad you could be here.
Thank you. Me too.
Now, we're going to talk today about the soul's journey, and so I'd like to start right at the beginning. What do you mean when you say the word soul? What does that mean?
What that means to me, personally, is that the soul is our essence. It's what is at the core of all of our beingness, all of our existence. So all of us have a soul, and within the soul's essence is a recording of every thought, feeling, emotion, experience we've ever had. It's all been recorded, and we're holding it within our essence. And I believe that we're holding it within the framework of even our physical beingness on the earth. In being human, we're also holding the record of our soul's truth.
Ah, and so when you're talking about the record that we hold of every thought and feeling, is that the record of everything that's happened in this incarnation or in our other incarnations as well?
No, our eternal story. Let me put it that way, because our soul, our essence, is eternal. It's the Alpha and Omega. It's forever, and so it only makes sense. And a lot of things spiritually don't make sense until we figure them out. But no, it's just a history of who we are.
Mm-hmm. And one of your gifts as an intuitive and as someone who has studied and trained and learned is that you are able to guide people on their own soul journey. Is that right?
Absolutely. When we're in touch with our truth, our essence, and live from that space and that place and that authenticity of who we are, we can manifest big, powerful, huge, beautiful lives and really savor the moments of knowing that this is who we are and this is what we're capable of. It's a process like anything in the spiritual realm and in being human and understanding the spiritual realm. But it's worth it. You know, it doesn't mean that it's always easy either. But once we start understanding that we can live from this place of soul authenticity and living in sync with our truth and higher mind, then I hate to put it so simply that we've got it made in the shade, but we pretty much have, because we've discovered the darkness of our souls and the light of our souls. And once we understand the lack of judgment from the eternal perspective, and it brings us such a deep measure of self-acceptance and self-love that anything is possible. And I truly mean that.
And I'm glad you said that about judgment, because as I sit here and think about a record of every thought, every emotion, mm-hmm. every action, there, if I start digging into that, there's going to be stuff that I'm not too proud of, right?
Right.
So I love what you say about that judgment. I've heard people say that when we pass from this plane on to the next, that we then get a chance to experience a review of that. Is what you're talking about in terms of getting in touch with our soul stories, how does that compare? How is that like or not like what I think of as a life review? when we cross over?
Oh, wow. I love that question. It's a great question because I had a near-death experience in 2003. And so I saw the hologram of our experience on Earth and who we are. But the big thing that I came back with after the experience is that, number one, I saw how connected everything is and how connected we all are. My grandmother is me. My father is me. You know, you're me, Karen. We're all in this together. We're just different individual expressions of the whole. So we're really one mind having individual expressions. But the other component was, and I was raised really religiously in a very religious fundamental home. So I had this preconceived notion, even through all my holistic studies of the healing arts and divination, that there was still that faint doubt that, okay, this big kahuna, this big God up there is going to judge us, mm-hmm. you know, for us trying our best but not always succeeding in doing our best and,
right.
and having bad thoughts and being mad and being glad and being jealous and having hate and all of those things. And so when I was having my life review, it began and it ended. And during the review, it's like, I'm not feeling any judgment. All I'm feeling is love. And mm-hmm. I'm feeling an experience that I was having. So at the very end of the review, it was just still. It was there was like a still point. It was silence. And I realized my companion that was with me on this journey to help bring me back into my body after I had this experience, I looked at this entity and I said, is that all there is? There's only love. There's only love. We are the judge of our journey. So we see this review, but we see it from the eyes of the Creator, and it's only love. It's an experience we're having.
Wow. We're going to need to take a short break. When we come back, Rhonda Homan is my guest. I'm going to ask you a little more about your near-death experience and about the perspective that's given you and your work with our soul stories, our soul's journeys. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager with my special guest host, Billy Joel. It's been a long time since I heard that song. My guest today is Rhonda Homan, and we're talking about our soul stories, our soul's journeys, and how learning to know ourselves at that deep level, understanding the way in which we are all connected, the way we're all connected to each other, all the way we're all connected to Source, can help us lead richer, fuller, more authentic lives. Now, Rhonda, before we went to the break, you were talking about the near-death experience you had and about how that really shifted your perspective. It sounds like it just opened up a whole new chapter in your life.
Yeah, it was a great catalyst in my life. And literally, just like you said, it was a whole new chapter because I came back from the experience with a whole different perception and understanding of who I was, not only individually, but who we are collectively. And that literally, when we're looking into the eyes of the mailman, the guy checking us out at the grocery store, we're looking into the eyes of God.
It's so hard to practice that, though. That's a thought. I understand it, right? And I want to practice that, but I can only hold on to that for just a little fraction of a second. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's like anything. It's a process. The more that we hold on to it, the more we learn to value it, the more we see what happens when we do indulge and engage in that practice, it starts shifting our perception in other ways. And then we start seeing synchronicities in our lives, and we see things starting to add up in ways that perhaps we weren't paying attention to before. So it's just like anything. The more we do it, the better we get at it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and opening ourselves up to experience that, it's kind of like what you were saying about the life review and understanding that there was no judgment, only love. And it's only when we open ourselves up to that experience, whether it's of connection or it's looking more deeply at ourselves, we have to be open to that before we are allowed to experience it.
Right, right. And the practice of non-judgment, when we start working with that, it's really difficult at first because we do want to, It's our human nature to judge and to judge things. It really is our human nature, but it's only our ego protecting us from some sense of fear or inadequacy that we're all holding on about ourselves. So the more we practice non-judgment, the more mindful we become that we are all one, and that if we're judging another, we're really judging ourselves. And so we start, our eyes start opening up a little wider and bigger, and we start growing in our understanding of the gift of being able to be here and share in this experience of being human with each other.
Now, how does focusing on our soul story, focusing on that that record that we all hold of our connection and of everything we've done, how does that help us understand ourselves better and help us understand our potential better?
Oh my gosh, Karen, there's so many ways. It can help us in our relationships with other people. It can help us understand why we do the things that we do. You know, it can help us in our careers, in building wealth, even holding, learning how to hold on to money and make money. Because there's so many different aspects to our experience that once we hone in on what we want to learn about ourselves or maybe experience more greatly or more richly in our lives, say, where our relationships are all screwed up and it seems like every friendship or every relationship we have always ends up not so well, and so we're coming to the table wanting to understand what that's about, so we can go to the soul and say, okay, what is this about? We're not going to focus on the negative aspects, but what can we do to change this pattern, because it all always revolves around patterns, and patterns are nothing but beliefs and programming that we've had from either other lifetimes or our childhood, or things that I've seen this many times, Karen, put into our charts for this lifetime to experience a certain way, to perhaps be of service, as in a soul contract with another person. So we put these little, like, different programs in so we can be of service until we realize that we don't have to be that way. Our belief system doesn't have to be focused and in that direction. So once we touch on the soul's experience in our charts and why we made the decisions that we make and all of that, it just rings so pure and clear that we can let that go. And it's just like that understanding in quantum physics, a particle observed is a particle changed. Mm. So once that initial glimmer of light is given to the situation, and usually most of the times I'm guided to where the root is, and the root is really where the big explosion can happen, where everything can shift very, very quickly. And you'll find relationships and your job and the way you feel about yourself will all become in sync and really grow exponentially, very rapidly. But it can change so rapidly, it's incredible. And that's why I've honed my skill and focus solely on the soul, because I've seen the magic that it can bring.
Well, and you connect with people for readings. If you go and visit Rhonda's website at thesoulknows.net. You can find out how to connect with her. You also have a very popular radio show called Hey, the Soul Knows. And that is it on Contact Talk Radio?
Right, but it's in archives now. I'm on hiatus from the show.
Ooh.
But you can check it out on Contact Talk Radio, but also I'm in iTunes, in archives. It's under The Soul Knows. And I had a show on Blog Talk for a couple of years, and it's called In the Flow. So there's some great archives in that show, too.
So you can, right? Listen to the whole show now, and then go to iTunes, and you can download yourself a treasure trove of Rhonda Holman goodness, okay? Because she's got a lot to say. And yes, it's true. I've been a guest on her shows. That might be part of why I like it so much. But it's good stuff. So, Rhonda, what do you think about, I'm hearing you say about our contracts and about the little programs that we put in. What about free will? What if you put me in touch with my soul's story? What if you put me in touch with some of those contracts and I don't want to do them? Do I have to?
No, you don't have to.
What happens if I don't?
Well, you'll have your life review and you'll realize, okay, my soul only learned a certain much, a little bit, and you could have learned a whole heck of a lot more, and your life probably would have been 20 times as easy. Mm-hmm. So not necessarily, but you would see the different potentials that you could have created for yourself had you made a different choice and, say, followed through on a contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a wonderful, rich experience when we realize the magic that our free will gives us. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to say that I will see things at certain times that it's like 99.99999% that you promised and you're not going to back off this promise.
Mm-hmm.
But you've always got that little wiggle room that you say, forget this. And I've seen people just leave the physical plane and go back into spirit because they don't want to fulfill their next big soul contract, too.
Yeah. Well, and I think where I was sort of going with that is that feeling of fear, that fear that if I take a look at this, if someone takes a look at it for me, what if I see something that I don't want to deal with? What if there is judgment? What if, and the reason I'm asking that question about free will is that nothing is revealed to us that forces us to go a certain way. At least in my belief, and you tell me if you agree, that we always have a choice about how we receive the information and what we do with it.
Absolutely, we do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so there really, truly is no judgment. The judgment will come from the ego. It's not coming from the soul.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So once we learn to dance with that a little bit more gracefully, it becomes easier. And it is really scary for people in the beginning to start to want to explore the depths of their soul. And I give them credit. I give them kudos for being brave enough and courageous enough to do it. But it's I found the greatest technique and tool to heal ourselves the most quickly and efficiently,
right,
in my experience.
Well, my guest is Rhonda Homan. She is an expert in the soul's journey, and she is willing to use her intuitive gifts to talk to you. If you have a question that you'd like her to look at, the number is 800-930-2819. When we come back after this short break, Rhonda and I will continue our conversation. We'll be right back. Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
The Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest today is spiritual teacher Rhonda Homan. We're talking about our soul's journey. You can find out more about Rhonda and her work. It's good work that she's doing. Her website is thesoulknows.net. Now, Rhonda, we were talking before the break a little bit about how you connect with people at a soul level to help them kind of get to the root, as you were saying, of what's holding them back, of what's stopping them. When you connect with someone in that way, what is that like? What do you see or feel? What is it like to connect with someone at the soul level?
Well, first off, I just greet them with a very sacred prayer, a prayer I created just to honor their soul and to honor them for having the wherewithal and the insight to want to know and really claim more about themselves, to help them remember their wholeness. So I open with a prayer and honor their soul and their essence and who they are. And then immediately I'm moved into this space where there is no time, and I just am guided to start with really what I'm being shown, and I'm very clairvoyant. So it's all about energy, though. Anytime someone is doing soul work, it's really energy work. So I'm looking at it clairvoyantly, and I will see pictures. I will hear telepathically what needs to be shared immediately. And nine times out of ten, the person's not asking questions yet. I'm just starting to share with what, you know, really why they're here and what I'm seeing needs to be addressed first. And we start from that space and place. And, of course, I'll double check with them and saying, okay, is all of this syncing with you, and is it resonating, and is it making sense to you? So then we'll go from there and explore whatever that's about a little bit deeper. And then we'll go to their questions. But I hear, I see, I feel, I smell. It's all of those things. Because as I was sharing with you on break, after my NDE, I was open totally. The veil was gone. So it was like I can walk down the street and look at someone and see glimpses of their soul's history. I don't do that because I think that's psychic spying. That's not okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes it happens and I'm not really deliberately doing it, but it just kind of like comes to me. But it's just but I know how special we all are. We're just so unique, and we all have our own special way of being and expressing and sharing with the world. So to me, it's like an honor when I see those little glimpses of people. But I have everything going on. So I'm really great at synthesizing. I've gotten really great at synthesizing mm-hmm. everything. So to me, that's one of my great gifts, too, is that I can put it all together very quickly and fluidly so it can make sense to whoever I'm working with.
Have you ever, I know in my own work when I connect with people clairvoyantly, I imagine it like kind of coming down a little tunnel or going down a path to meet them and look at their energy. Do you ever get to someone at the soul level and their soul is there holding up the big hand going, nope, not letting you in, nope, not willing to have the journey?
Sometimes, but you know what? How I see it as that I wanna like be separate. I see it from the perspective of fear that they wanna hold themselves separate so they don't have to look at their truth. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's just truth. But there's always that element of fear that they don't want you to see a certain aspect of themselves. But they don't get, the ego doesn't get that there's no judgment.
So when you're connected with someone at that level, can you tune into what that person's deepest fears are and the things that they're the most worried that you'll see?
Usually.
Yeah?
Usually. And sometimes I'm led to address them, and sometimes it's just a matter of seeing them, and I'm a firm believer that, like I said before, a particle observed is a particle change. So I've started a chain reaction of self-acceptance for them because I've witnessed this part of them that they're holding back and they're so fearful around.
Yeah.
And that it, so with me looking at it with the truth of love and that it was just an experience and a choice, that it puts this shift and this change into motion.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a little bit as we were in break that you had an interesting story to share about souls who had history of being in concentration camps. I wondered, can you say more about that?
Well, I'll share a little bit more. I won't give any names or really any specifics, but I have worked quite amazingly. When they first started coming to me, I thought, wow, this is really fascinating to me. But a lot of them have been in Auschwitz, and some of them were Nazis. Some of them were Jewish families within the concentration camp. Some of them had been children. Some of them had been adults. But their stories were so moving because their lives today, they were still dealing with the residue and trying to make sense of certain feelings that they had and certain fears that they had and how certain smells bothered them. And so as we were able to go to the soul and look at this aspect of who they are and where they were and why they even chose this, why they even chose to be there, it brings such great healing and insight and such value to their understanding of how courageous they are and help them release any kind of shame and self-judgment. Because I noticed one congruent thing from both sides, whether they were Nazi or whether they were Jewish and being persecuted, there was a lot of shame. So the Nazis, they knew what they were doing really wasn't something they'd want done to them. Mm-hmm. So they would hide a lot of the feelings, but there was always an element of shame. And the victim in being the Jewish, they had the shame for being the victim and why is this happening to them and, you know, all of that. So that element of shame is such an insidious emotion that we hold on to. And it's got to be changed. We've got to start raising our children differently to have them not even go to the shame factor or feel shame. It's so detrimental.
Mm-hmm. As you're working, I'm thinking of those people who've come before you, and as you access their soul records, you see that kind of deeply traumatic event. How do you help them balance it or help them move through it so that they can continue with what they're here in this incarnation to do?
With love. Mm. With love. It's really about accepting the fact that they made the choice, and we can usually pinpoint pretty finitely why they made the choice, why they chose to have the experience, whether it was a soul contract for a family group and a family lineage that they were coming through to help heal. So because this soul was So let me just give you this an example. So if this soul was brave enough to come through this Jewish family and heritage, there may have been a long lineage of wanting to play the victim role. Mm-hmm. And so this person may step up within the family lineage and say, okay, enough is enough. I'm claiming the fact that we don't have to be victims anymore. I'm not going to be a victim anymore. That sets up a chain reaction within the lineage itself to help heal the lineage.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be part of it. From the Nazi perspective, I mean, I believe, and I'm starting to see a little bit more of this happening in people that have been included in that soul group, that they're learning to love themselves more deeply, and that it's even their right to love themselves and really let go of the need to set themselves apart, because I see a lot of people that have been Nazis setting themselves apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll have this really special idea that they were this huge person in another lifetime. And I know that this is kind of odd, but it's a theme that I've seen, that they thought that, well, maybe they were Sitting Bull. They weren't Sitting Bull. They may have been Native American and had all those archetypal feelings, but there's something that was imprinted within this Nazi regime that I've seen and witnessed over and over, that they were special, that they were the elite. And I've seen it carry over into this lifetime, and it's like a big ball buster, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But it helps them value themselves for just who they are. They don't need to be Sitting Bull. They just need to be who they are.
Right. Right, right. So you don't need to be Cleopatra or Napoleon have had a valid or interesting experience that you can explore.
Yeah, and I know this all sounds sort of esoteric, but I'm trying to make it practical so it makes sense. So we can just be who we can just be ourselves, you know, and that's really the magic of being human, just being ourselves.
That's the spiritual lesson, really, that comes out of all this exploration. And the fact that we continue time after time after time is that we start where we are. We always start where we are. We carry where we've been. We can look forward, but we're really always starting right where we are. And so you don't need to be, you know, you don't need the special costume or the or the shiny medal or your name in lights. All you have to be is just who you are right now. And that's part of where this work of connecting with your soul journey is so valuable.
What an extremely excellent way to put that, Karen. Oh. You see my publicist? That's awesome.
Thank you. Sometimes I just open my mouth and things fall out, and sometimes they're excellent and sometimes people go, okay, next. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, who just opens her mouth and things fall out. My guest is Rhonda Homan. You can find her at thesoulknows.net, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm your host, Karen Hager, and I am your sign, sealed, and delivered. My guest on today's show is Rhonda Homan. We're talking about your soul's journey and her special gift of being able to take a look at you, at where you are now, where you've been, and how to unlock the potential to help you move forward by looking at you at a soul level. So, Rhonda, welcome back. I'm wondering, I was saying to you over the break that I wish I could sort of go with you. I wish I could kind of see what you're seeing when you're connecting at that level. Can other people learn to read their own souls or learn to read the souls of other people?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's an art to it. And it's like anything. It takes practice and commitment and dedication and courage and willingness more than anything. But we can all learn to do it, and it's nothing more than just bridging the gap between our essence and our consciousness. I mean, it's and there's techniques and there's ways to do it. The most fluent and easiest and most efficient way I have found to train people to do it, and the way that I do it every day, is through a ritual of prayer. And that's just who I am, but, you know, that's what works for me, and that's what's worked for my students, because it shifts immediately through that. And you were talking about earlier how it's like you walk down this pathway and you just meet the person where they're at, and that's what I'm doing with my ritual of prayer. And I always begin with a prayer, and I always end with a prayer of thanksgiving.
I do that as well, because I think it's really important to be intentional about you're opening a channel, you're creating a sacred space, and then it's important again to close that up and to thank the space and thank the energy you've been connected with. So opening and closing is a big deal. You don't just go in there with, you know, fists flying, rummaging through stuff. You got to be intentional as you go in, right?
Right, and there's such a sacredness to it. And if we don't hold on to that, we can get sloppy. And we can get careless, and our ego can get involved and you know, start wagging our finger at people. Why would you do that? And, you know, and become fools. I love this quote by William Shakespeare. He says, "A fool thinks himself to be wise, but a wise man knows himself to be a fool." And we've all played the fool before. And so I'm very aware that I've been very foolish in all kinds of stages and development places of my life. So I'm really guarded against it now. So I claim sacredness, and I claim holiness, and the holiness of others, because it does. It makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It does, and I think going back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, I think it's kind of turned into our theme, is that theme of non-judgment, that theme of moving forward in love and in integrity. When our egos do get in the way, when we blow it, you take a breath and start again, and you reset the intention and you try again. So that messing it up once doesn't mean you stop. No. And it feels like to me that anybody who's on a spiritual journey, who's beginning a spiritual practice, needs to be aware of that. You're not going to get it right away and then have it forever, right? It's a process. It's a practice.
And it's always changing, and it's always shifting, too. And you'll notice little subtle changes about the way you receive information, and, oh, I'm getting better at this, or this is, I'm working more on this, and it's integrating in a different way. And when I first started reading, it was very much like a moving picture, but the old time movie pictures where it would be kind of slower, but I would see it moving from the right to the left. Mm-hmm. And I would just see images clairvoyantly, and I really wouldn't hear clairaudiently very much, but that was in the very beginning, and I would just put the pieces together and start sharing what I was receiving. And then it changed into more of like a Harry Potter book style. You know how the newspapers and the books and the paintings talked?
Yes.
It kind of morphed into that, and now it's like full living color. Like I can just be there, and it's just like I'm in the scene, and I'm watching everything, and being part of it. So that's one thing that we have to always be aware of, that it's always evolving, that we're evolutionary beings.
Now, if I wanted to find out tonight what my soul had to say to me, if I wanted for myself to just try to listen, to get a little glimmer of what I might need to know to help me move forward, is there a real quick way that I could connect, or that someone listening could connect tonight, just to get that? You know what I mean? Is it, am I gonna say a prayer? What am I gonna do?
You know, I would encourage someone to open with a prayer, just a little prayer of thanksgiving, just thanksgiving for being here and being human, just for being, and a thanksgiving of gratitude for being willing to want to know yourself, to know your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So a prayer of gratitude, a thanksgiving, and honoring of yourself. And then that opens the channel, and then I would just ask some very simple questions, like, the next great book for me to read to help support me? Because it's all about us learning and being willing to learn how to support ourselves and be in authority of ourselves and to take responsibility, full responsibility for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a great way to start being in touch, because I would, what I'm seeing and sensing is that a book would come to mind or pop into your mind, or someone would share a book that they would like you to read, or would suggest that you read very quickly, and there'll be information in there that you just needed to hear.
And you said it, you said it better than I'm going to say it, but what you said was that when you follow through on the information that you're given, when you act with intention, that opens you up to receiving more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Absolutely, it does. And if we don't act on it, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to help us. So why do we even bother?
Right.
Because I see people going to other people constantly saying, can you help me with this? And can you help me with that? And then they don't follow through.
Right.
You know, and that's just so detrimental. You're saying to yourself, I'm a loser. I don't know what I'm talking about, and I'm not going to follow anybody else's guidance anyway. So you're keeping yourself in this perpetual state of not taking responsibility and not claiming your own authority over your life.
Rhonda, thank you so much for being on the show today. This hour, it flew like a rocket away from us, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come and share your gifts and share your own journey to kind of help us shed some light on our journey. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen. You are such a joy and such a pleasure to be around. And you know what? I hope every single one of your listening audience gets to meet you one day. What a great thing that would be.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. Now I have to send you $20, don't I? Thank you. That you made me blush. Thank you very much for those.
$250 is fine. I'm just kidding.
Thank you, Rhonda. That was Rhonda Homan, and you can get more information about her and her work at thesoulknows.net. Now, next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be psychic medium Lisa Busson. She'll be talking to us about what happens as we pass from this plane to the next. Lisa has a very interesting perspective. I've been around a while, and I've heard her say stuff that nobody else is saying, really interesting stuff. You don't want to miss what she has to say. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.